TikTok is an app that lets people create and post 15-second videos, often music videos you can dance and lip sync to.
Pulling back the curtain by myself, take a look. Hey, I'm a bar spitter. I'm a hard hitter.
TikTok fans act out these short, really short scenes that fit with music. And each video is seen as a challenge to other users. Top this. More and more, a song that's a hit on TikTok can end up a song that is a hit everywhere.
I got the horses in the back. Horse stock is attached. Head is matted black. Got the boosters black to match.
The Ringer's Alyssa Bereznak recently wrote a story declaring the Chinese-owned app the future of the music industry. She joins us now to explain. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So who's doing the singing along and the challenges? Are we talking 11-year-olds, 14-year-olds? Who is the TikTok user?
The TikTok user ranges, I think, from 11 to age of 30, but it skews much younger than that. If you're at 30, you pretty much are aged out of the demographic of TikTok. I've tried very hard.
We have greater questions about your life then.
Yes. but I think it's very young people. And I think one thing that we have to keep in mind with social networks that are occupied by a lot of young people is it doesn't take much for a thing to go viral. They're just looking to have fun. A lot of them are bored kids in college or on summer break in high school. And they're just looking for other teens who can inspire them and create prompts for like their own content and their own videos that they film when they have nothing else to do.
What kind of music tends to work well on TikTok?
Yeah, I think the users are looking for high drama in a short amount of time. You know, you only have 15 seconds to make your video compelling. So that lends itself really well to trap music, which often has like really intense mood shifts or beat drops and super poppy bubblegum pop.
Okay, so I want to talk about an artist that is blowing up on TikTok, Blanco Brown, and this song is called The Get Up.
Gonna do the two-step, then cowboy boogie. Grab a sweetheart and spin out with him. Do the hold down and get into it.
So this song is much like the Macarena, that it directs the type of dance moves that you're doing. And it also creates a very thematic atmosphere. You know, you feel really Western, you feel really country listening to it, but it's very poppy too. It's high energy.
It's simple, you can do it. Slide to the left, slide to the right. Now cool down, have a good time. Slide to the left, slide to the right. Do the butterfly, have a good time around.
You can be a bad dancer. Anyone can do it. You can follow along to the instructions in the song. And that's a way that the challenge spreads. And you can also dress up to it. You can put on a cowboy hat. You can put on cowboy boots and Wrangler jeans. And all of a sudden, you have transformed yourself in the challenge.
And Blanco Brown very much encourages this, right? I mean, this is one aspect of this. There's not some marketing team that says this is how it goes. It sounds like the artists are on board with understanding how to spread the music, how to make it viral.
Definitely. They want to encourage participation on these social networks. And it might not necessarily show up in every song, but artists are savvy. They know that they need to rise above the noise and stand out on the hottest new social network. And by including lyrics that are easy to dance to, easy to sing along to, they're doing that.
Another song that fits the bill, let's talk about Steppin' by Super Duper Humble.
So with Steppin', the intro is the most important part.
I don't know.
This I don't know to a beat actually is a frame for a challenge. And that's why it was picked up on TikTok. People really liked to sing along to the song and use it for visual cues like they didn't know about something. And so he didn't do that on purpose at first, but he's recognized that that is the part of the song that caught on TikTok.
I don't know. Cause I'm stepping on my toes, but I don't stop. I make flips out of my floss. My side dripping on my socks.
Is TikTok generating a shift in how these artists write music? Or are these artists just, is it able to take advantage of a kind of songwriting that was already happening?
I think it takes advantage of the songwriting that was already happening and sort of exploits it to the nth degree. So we all know that artists they want to be taken seriously. They put out a full album of music that's supposed to have a cohesive theme. But there's always one or two singles that are definitely for that top 40 chart. You know, it's for radio hits. It's to be blasted in cars during the summertime. And I think that, like anything else, they're taking note of this medium and adding in elements that would make it popular on the medium. Artists are very savvy, and they know that they need to rise above the noise. And in some cases, that means catering to the latest hot social network.
Is TikTok the future of the music industry? There's been a lot of writing out there saying, look, this, you're not going to see Lil Nas X selling out any stadiums 20 years from now.
Yeah, and I spoke to a NYU professor who said as much. And I think that the issue here is that the music industry itself is shifting away from stories being told in albums as and it's moving to stories being told in songs. So people care a lot more about singles because playlist culture is very strong, and people can decide what songs they want to listen to. They don't have to stick around for the whole album. People have shorter attention spans in that sense. And so that means the labels are kind of having to focus a little bit less on the overall artistic development of a singer or a songwriter and focus more on these quick hit singles. And TikTok's power in this area is very apparent, and they're looking to start a streaming service of their own in emerging markets like India. So they could very well be a really big player in the music industry a couple years from now, especially as we're becoming more global, more connected over the internet.
Whether it's the advent of the radio or the MP3, there's always a question of, like, are people making good music on this new platform? What's the consensus around TikTok?
I'm not going to say that it's bad music. It's definitely a type of music. It might not be music that touches you deep in your soul, but it definitely evokes a certain type of emotion. And I think that's the most important thing with art. It's very uplifting. It can be moody at times, and it makes you want to move. It makes you want to participate in a movement. And if that's not good music, I don't know what is. I'm a complete poptimist in that sense.
Take it down now. Take it down now. Take it down now. Take it down now.
Alyssa Bereznak writes about tech and culture for The Ringer. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
And by the way, this week, Blanco Brown's The Get Up hit #1 on Billboard's Hot Country Songs chart.
Do whatever you like right here. Just have fun. Gonna do the two-step.